This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Professional basketball is back tonight, but it's going to look a little different than it did when last games were played. That would be back in March. There's going to be social distancing on the bench, no home court advantage, cocooned as the 22 NBA teams are in their Disney World bubble in Central Florida. Just the costs of that, the isolation, the testing, the whole thing, is $170 million. So Marketplace's Erica Barris has more now on the economics of the NBA in its coronavirus season.
Keeping the players satisfied while they're in the bubble? Not easy. So says Dave Barry, a sports economics professor at Southern Utah University, because players are used to making their own choices. But
now you're centralizing everything. So it's one NBA making the decision.
About everything from the blankets in the hotel rooms, not long enough, to the food. Players made fun of meals on social media and asked why the owner of the Houston Rockets got a catering contract. Here's J.R. Smith of the L.A. Lakers in an Instagram video a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been dope to get some of these black restaurants in surrounding Orlando area.
The NBA seems to be listening to what its players want. The league didn't get back to us before deadline, but it's supporting players as they bring Black Lives Matter messages to the game. Meanwhile, the players feel empowered. Courtney Cox at the University of Oregon studies identity representation in sports media. She says now the players are saying,
everything we do can be more intentional,
including encouraging the league to spend bubble cash in the community. Last week, an NBA official showed up to offer a catering contract at Shauna's Caribbean and Soul Food restaurant in Orlando. It's owned by Joshua Johnson, a 31-year-old black man who says he's an even bigger NBA fan now.
Everything that's going on, not every organization has done this.
And in this economic climate, the newfound attention is welcome, says Johnson. Just yesterday, eight people came in and asked for exactly what LeBron ordered: salmon, greens, and mac and cheese. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.